Right.
So we decided to run for our lives too.
What was this again? I can't remember.
Welcome, everyone. We are starting, and we are, we ended the last session with you all running that? Chicken livers.
A what?
Baklava.
What's that?
Or baklava.
Then?
Basically, not good for you.
Oh, it's very good for you. Thank you.
It's Christmas. You've got no chance.
Ho, ho, ho.
Just
I know.
I think
so my wife keeps telling me.
Oh, even better.
Ah, roses.
Not.
Oh.
Matt, you're not helping.
Not helping. Yeah.
Oh, I was just about to get a bowl. No?
Yeah. We can get a bowl. Go for it if you want.
Well, I was thinking of the rashers, but anyway.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Lennon.
Who's he killing?
Thank
you. Right.
Your video is frozen, Mr. Lennon.
You're frozen.
Is that the kids helping?
What's your background? It's so bad.
Yes.
Oh, everyone's critiquing. That's my Christmas tree background. It's my Christmas holiday background.
What's the trouble is you lose. We lose.
I said Christmas holiday. Oh, go away. Horrible child.
What? Right, we can't see you anymore. Your screen has frozen.
Sorry, Graham.
If
I can just nip around you. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Your screen's frozen. We can just see the top of your head.
Yeah. Can you see me waving?
No.
You're frozen. That's what
you
frozen.
Are frozen. It means you ain't moving, boy. Oh, he's gone.
Moving again?
You can't see you at all, mate, now.
We just got
you gone, boy. No. This is what happens when you're trying to talk to someone who's in the middle of bloody nowhere. Oh, I thought you had high speed
yeah,
internet going
you
into your hovel.
In.
Hovel.
Must be it.
We can't afford heating. Can't afford beds.
I know. The lights dim as you turn it on. Yeah, we know. Turn the router on, Sammy.
If anybody does get cold, let us know and I'll put heating on a bit more. Yeah.
Lights.
Yes. I think there'll be enough hot air in this kids' room.
All right, then. Just checking. Don't like you to feel cold.
It's Christmas.
Christmas.
As long as I'm not complaining about the sword bat anymore, that's the main thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay, Rob, we can't see you, but I'm assuming you can hear us. That's the most important thing right at this moment in time.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you as well.
Sorry, what was that you said?
That's fine.
Yes,
I can see you guys.
Okay, so we will start at the end of the last
session. Yes, I saw that, Richard.
Good.
Did you see that?
No.
No, unfortunately.
I'll send it on a postcard.
Take a picture.
So at the end of the last session, I described you all as running chicken-livered, yellow-bellied,
I'm following
whatever
the
like that. Out of the thing.
I thought it because we were going to go and find the golem.
And I think we shall pick it up there. So.
We weren't running chickens.
We've just gone out this door here, haven't we?
We're strategically withdrawing to a more defensible position.
So we need a different map, don't we?
Oh, you're right. Flip it over.
This one here.
What the...
Okay, the scale's slightly different because it's a bigger grid on that side.
Is this the right way up?
Yes, that is the right way up.
Do we need to take a picture of this for Rob?
If you like.
What?
Those, as you come out and stumble out of the...
I'm not stumbling, I'm moving.
I'm very
moving
dangerous.
Gracefully across the threshold, you can see that it expands out into the front of the... ziggurat. And these are the two statues that you saw from a distance. They are big, 10-foot tall, i.e. large statues of two dwarves looking, and they are...
Looking outwards?
They are bronze statues.
What's that?
It's the light bouncing on the I'll send it anyway.
Yeah, monster.
Yes, that's the big ghost that's...
That's the pool of acid, yeah.
So they're facing that way, presumably?
They are facing away.
Where's the golem? Golem.
So, what I would like is for you guys to...
How big did you say these statues were?
10 foot tall. Oh. 10 foot tall dwarves, made of bronze.
God, they could be worth something.
Now, I would like you to imagine that you have... You've just finished the combat round from last turn. And therefore, still you have moved your movement from wherever you were.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 30 feet or 25 in the dwarf's case.
Oh, so we're all running into his back, are we?
To move, well, to position yourself. So basically, I'd like to see where you guys go. Because you were firing crossbow bolts through that gap.
Going that way?
No.
Going that way?
No.
That way.
Oh. Yeah, that way there is to where the room with the...
The bad guys
are in. The curtain is missing. The curtain. The tapestries are missing.
Dum 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 dum.
There is still a tapestry hanging down, I believe, although slightly parted from when you came through.
I thought the golem went that way.
Well,
you would be correct, which is why I'm going that
the
way.
Other way.
Okay. Well, I thought we wanted a golem because our dwarfy can control the golem.
I don't speak dwarf. He does.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, I wish I had time to investigate these dwarf statues, because you never know.
So, I'd like you to tell me where you go to. So please, can you imagine where you were in the last combat? So you weren't standing in the middle of the corridor, because you were in the room.
I wasn't in the room. I never went in the room.
Not the other room.
You'd be holding each other's hands.
I never went in that room.
No, I didn't say you did. I was talking about the other room on the opposite side of the corridor. Mm. So you would have started in there. You can't all be in one square.
I'm going to be number one.
The right one, me.
Okay, well, good.
I might as well be number two. There we go.
You can't be in the same square.
You're going to have to be...
Okay.
The pin cushion.
Okay.
You're the fighter. All right.
So, Rob, I can hear you're sounding very busy over there, but I'd like to know, did you receive the WhatsApp message with the picture that Graham sent?
Give me a second.
Sounds like NASA. Mm. You hooked yourself up to some satellites or something.
Yes,
to download stuff.
Excellent.
So, we have a problem.
Yes.
Think about where you were before in the previous combat.
What are the two circles that were there?
I've just described them. There were 10 foot tall bronze statues of dwarves.
And we look
both standing in sort of kind of aggressive poses, facing outwards, so they've got their backs to you.
We have all decided to huddle behind the one on the left.
Left as you're coming out.
Where have we come from?
So, the two, as you're looking at the piece of the image, I don't know which way up you photographed it, Graham, at the top, you can see that there is a kind of a three-way a four-way junction.
Yeah, that's the orientation I've got.
Yes. Okay. So, the right-hand top is where the half ogre and comrades, etc. That's where the tapestry got dropped on you. You shrugged it off, no problem, and then you retreated tactically across the corridor back, I believe.
And then I got hit by the half ogre and knocked.
Yes, I was being kind. Tactically retreated 10 foot across the corridor on the aided by a big axe.
So the two statues are outside the ziggurat.
They are outside the ziggurat. Now, at the end of the last session, you guys said, I'm going to quaff my potion as a action and then move my 25 feet out. So...
Yes.
You're going to follow the golem.
I'm going to assume that you were basically in that doorway and that you are moving 25 feet. So that'd be 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So you can effectively, you could just about get round the left-hand corner if you wanted to get round a corner or move up next to a statue or be behind.
I'll get around the left-hand corner. Can I see the golem?
No. The golem, you can roll a perception check or a investigation check, either, I don't care, to see whether or not you can spot. I mean, you heard that it went to the left. Sorry, to the left of the way I'm looking at it, to the right.
I'll say 20.
Yeah, so, okay, so you can see the heavy, big feet imprints in the mud and the slime that's basically all around this place, heading off to the left. But the statue and the corner of the ziggurat are obviously blocking it from view at the moment. I mean, it's had two rounds, if not three rounds worth of movement since you decided to all charge across and enter into combat with the guys opposite. Mm. So it could have moved, 120 feet. You don't know where it was going, of course. You just knew that it was sent with an instruction of kill the intruders, but you don't know how it's interpreted those.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm in no fit state to carry to fight back to group in there without spells. I've got no magic. We've just had the last healing potion. I'm on 28 hit points. Mm. Yeah, and that's they're a hefty team in there. We can take them on, but I don't think we're going to come out of it.
Mm. I'll just stare at him in disbelief.
Well, I'd like to know...
Where's the dwarf? What have you done to him?
So, I would like to know... Think of yourself as if you're still in combat. I'd like to know what you want to do in terms of... Are you going to carry on running? And in which case, in which direction?
Well, pause there.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
Behind the statue on the left.
You've paused just purely because of the mechanism of the round. In reality... I'm guessing you're still moving, unless you literally want to run down the corner and stop.
Matt, I did say the purpose of going outside was to try to catch up with the golem.
You did indeed, that's what I said.
Okay. So in other words, you'll be heading to the right. The others seem to be heading in the opposite direction.
But we stopped.
We paused.
Mm. Okay.
Well, the artificial pause was...
Because I don't want to get too far away from the guy that I've hexed.
Okay.
Not that I think it matters when he's actually been hexed. Just me concentrating on it.
Right. Well, in that case...
Do they charge after us?
They probably do.
Excellent.
Right. I'm going to need to draw a different map because if you're heading off running into long distances...
Who's running?
Rob.
Trying to find a golem. Then...
I'm not sure the rest of us are actually running blindly into the darkness after him. At least I'm not.
There's no darkness, it's daylight.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. In which case, where's the golem then?
You can't see him from your angle.
Not the angle of the angle.
So hang on, I know we want to go for the golem, so 1, 2, 3... 4, 5... So I could get there then instead.
No, you couldn't.
Couldn't I?
Go down. Mm. One, two, three. No, three, four. You can't.
You have to through the corner.
Three, can't go four, diagonal, apparently. Five, but I can go there.
Yeah, that can do. You can do that diagonal.
Right. So I know he wants to go to the golem.
Well, you've got that's six.
Yeah, I've got six. I've got 30.
Didn't you just 5, 10?
So is that
20,
heading the same direction as me?
Right, so...
I'm going to count it.
The thief has suddenly decided to go the same way as you, to the right.
Okay.
We're staring at the back of the thief, wondering, what the fuck,
Yeah.
I'll go... We're going after the golem. He can control the golem.
Okay. So what are we going to do? Well, I'm going to whisper, or might even just use message to you, so we don't...
Okay, well, if you're doing that, isn't that a bonus action or an action to do that?
I've no idea.
Because we are in combat still.
So we're still in combat, are we?
Potentially.
Have they followed us?
Well, we don't know.
Well, not yet, because we haven't rolled initiative for this round.
Oh, hang on, can I do a dash? Or have I not... Because I already did a movement last time, didn't I?
You did something last time, and everyone had one move. Everyone
did just make sure we got across the shot. Go then.
Fired your arrow.
So I don't know where I was.
I think you were over here. Yeah.
Probably about there. Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
You can do
it. Don't where I am.
Yeah. I mean, you can. You probably get one more, but because you can do the diagonal in the open, you can't do diagonal around a corner.
Okay.
You want to go
so
there?
I could be
there.
Here.
Or there.
No. Well, actually, no, you couldn't be there. Cause
and then he could be next to me there.
Yeah.
Every other diagonal cluster.
So.
Wait,
I
you
might
moving
just try
to...
and hide. Hmm. What do you think about hiding?
Well, I wonder whether if we let them go off to get the golem, maybe we are the heroic rearguard action.
Absolutely, I don't mind using this shield.
Hurling abuse at our pursuers.
Look, one of them's got a hex on, and I want to put him in the grave.
I haven't got spells that can do a lot of damage, so I've only got one left anyway. Mm. And none of my cantrips are any good for that.
Okay. So, let's
have... How many are
there, Matt?
You don't know,
you're
not...
How many there are?
How many did we see?
You saw two crossbow guys, one guy pulling a rope.
One guy's dead.
One guy, wizard, magic user, who is out of shot, out of sight. Yep. So you killed one of the crossbow guys, and you got the half ogre. Those are the only guys you saw.
But so the other crossbow
guy... You didn't
guy...
see fully further down the
two more
room.
And the hell do they put these things?
Mm. Bad.
That could be a world of pain. Waiting around the corner.
Yes, exactly. So we don't want to rush down there.
Rob, is your character running to the right towards the golem?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Where do you want to be on that thing then? How many, what's your movement rate?
He'll be right behind you then, won't he?
25.
Oh yeah, he will be, because he can't move that fast, can he? There we put him.
So he's number four.
Four.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Yeah.
Free. Put him as a D4.
Free angel.
The short one.
Chicken star.
Okay.
So do we have to roll initiative now?
Let's roll initiative.
Oh, don't be so mean.
Well, out come the D20s.
Oh, of course,
it is D20, isn't it, in this game?
What are we doing initiative, did you say?
It is D20. So higher the better, Rich.
Oh, right. Well, that's good.
What's your roll?
A 4.
Well, as long as you hit them, roll 20 for that, that's fine. No, but as long as you save the big hits for the hitting.
It's just that they might just come along and go.
Yeah.
Splat! Well, that bloody half ogre.
Yeah.
12 plus 4. I'm on a 16.
I'm on 15.
I'm on 11.
Sorry, I didn't catch those numbers apart from the 11.
16
4.
I wonder if any of these have got
what
the
did you say?
15.
15, 4, Drex. What did you roll, Rob?
Can't hear you, mate.
We can see you move a little bit.
4 plus 2, 6.
Oh!
Okay.
By the way, at the end of the last round, are we able to do an action like? Oh,
no,
I'm not too sure.
No, because you did it. You fired a thingy, Bob, and then ran. Right. That was your action.
Hiding.
Hiding is rogues get it as a free action, so you don't get it as a free action.
Okay.
So oh, can I hide then where I am? So if they do come out before I have my next go, I can.
Yes. You could do that. Take your. Your bonus. Actually, I think you used your bonus action to pass to get out and pass a potion of healing to the dwarf.
I did.
So
you're just as well buggered like the rest
of us. Yes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Alicia Beacon.
Bobster, your character better be worth saving.
Yeah.
No, he's just like the rest of us.
We were going to stand and fight, but the bloody dwarf decided to bugger off.
Well, he has buggered off. He's not there at all.
Unless he's wearing brown now.
I think it's the backdrop which seems to be taken over from his vision. His
Rob, you might want to take off the background and see if that makes it better.
Yeah.
Or unless he's definitely walked away from his laptop.
We sort of appreciate where you're going with it, but it doesn't help us.
I'm not sure he's sat there. I think he's wandered off.
He's got better things to do, maybe. I don't know.
Or the signal has completely frozen and he's just...
Rob!
Okay, well, initiative one. Morphos, you are first.
Am I?
16. You are the highest.
Wow.
Well, in that case, then, I want to... And I can't see the rest of it to know where I might just go to.
There it
is. Okay. You whip round the corner and...
Well, do you want to take your background off, see if that makes it a bit easier for your movement and stuff? Camera work.
Say again?
Don't matter, we can see him now.
Oh, we can see him. Okay. Yeah. No, you're moving right now. We wondered if the background was interfering.
A little bit.
Am I moving now?
Yes, you are. Hello. Welcome to see here.
It's like an episode of Rainbow.
So, as you get around the corner, could you roll either a perception or an investigation?
Well, I'm not going to dash round because I don't know what's around the corner.
Okay, but you... Well, either way, could you...
So I want to do a careful peek before I go diving around because I might just run into more of the buggers.
Fair enough.
Walk round there?
Yeah.
Oh, there.
That's a holiday spot, that is.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking you to roll a perception check for me, please.
But I'm just saying, I'm not dashing round, I'm not...
Okay, and you glance round the corner before you commit to fully moving around.
Yes, indeed.
Whether you put your head out there slowly or fast...
Well, that's a massive 10.
10. Okay.
So you've seen...
I see nothing. It's like, I didn't see that coming at me, no!
You see the distant figure at the far corner of the ziggurat, the back of the
golem,
just disappearing round the corner.
Okay, but nothing else?
Nothing else.
Right. Is he just wandering around looking for...
Yeah, he's going to...
He's just going to walk all the way round, isn't he?
Yeah, but how quick is he? This is the thing.
How quick does he seem to be moving?
Put the place in the oven.
You don't know. I mean, that particular time, you literally just caught a glimpse of him. That's because you only rolled 10. So you only caught a glimpse.
No, but how far away is he?
To the corner of the thing is probably... 20... Sorry.
Do you need fingers?
I do.
No, him.
No. About 150 feet.
Well, that's going to take me...
Fucking forever.
And it's the dwarf that needs to be there, and he's even slower than me.
Yeah, but the dwarf can shout, surely.
We're not that far away. Right, I'm going to pause then, turn back to Mr. Dwarf. I've forgotten his name.
Mogadon.
Mogadon.
Well, actually, I'm going to message Mogadon, so I'm not talking out loud, so everybody else can hear me.
Message spell is a... Bonus action or a action? Action.
It's an action. Action.
Is it what? It's a cantrip.
Yeah.
There. Oh, in that way, I'll whisper to him. Mogadon, I've just seen a golem go round, 150 foot away, roughly.
Yeah, I mean, in reality, you'd probably just go, he's round the corner. And I know you're trying to whisper it, but it's fine. You can say that with a whisper.
He's already gone round the other corner.
And like 2 seconds later, he's going to be coming round the corner and he'll know exactly which corner you mean.
Well, not if he's already disappeared.
There's only one corner in sight.
Oh, yeah, but you said about initiative. Square. And it might be that if he's right at the end of the initiative thing, then it would have gone round the corner, but then...
Well, it has gone round the corner.
Well, there you go then, so he wouldn't have seen it.
He won't see it, but he will see the corner that you're referring to.
Oh, my God. I said the golem's already gone round the corner.
What else are you going to do, apart from say something to the dwarf?
Well, it depends on his response.
It also depends...
Is he frozen?
Whether you can see...
No.
See anybody else coming through here.
Oh, well, this is the other thing, so...
He's just dealing with a domestic.
Say to him, just seen a golem go around. I think he's just going to go all the way around looking for non-existent trespassers. So here, come back round again. I think the best thing to do is to hide here, ready for when they come out, to try and ambush them in terms of using my thiefy powers. But up to the dwarf if he wants to carry on going round. But I think the golem's just going to keep coming round until he comes back round, all the way round the ziggurat.
Okay.
So no idea. We haven't had a chance.
Did you hear that, Rob?
You're on mute.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I'm saying to you, I think he's going all the way round. So I'm going to hide. I'm going to move here to hide. Ready in action with my... that's not very far when they come to here.
You have line of
buttons
sight.
Away from the wall. Buttons away from the side.
I am going to... I've got something.
Crossbow.
Short bow.
Yep, you used it last round.
So I'm going to use my short bow, but being ready to draw the long sword after I've done that, because obviously then they'd be quite close.
That goes without saying, you're always ready.
Oh, Hagin, can I go up the ziggurat?
The ziggurat is, the face of it is probably about 10 feet. It goes up in 10 feet chunks.
Well, we climbed it the other side, didn't we?
You did. Probably going, giving someone a lift.
Okay. In that case, I mean, then...
You could
jump and climb up. I mean, you've got climb speed.
Because that way, yeah, I think I will climb up.
Sorry, you haven't got climb speed. You can make a climbing roll and try to get up.
I want to make a climbing roll to at least get up 10 foot so I can ping them from up there, basically.
This is going
to
be funny if you fall.
Right, climbing. What have I got roll for climbing roll? D20.
Something big.
And then what is it? Acrobatics.
Thank you, Ben. Mm. You should have water.
Use my tail for, you know, as the monkeys do, to make sure, you know, you've got your balance right.
Okay.
Just like a monkey.
Shut up. 20.
Okay. Oops. You just climbed up 10 feet.
You've just climbed up 10 feet. Well done.
Oh, and the first person I can see up here, over there, is...
He's a very tall person in front of me.
Damn it. Move out of the way, will you? Come
here. Because I am.
That's
sure
the
I am.
That's the door that they're going to the come next through. Level up.
Okay.
So you're up 10 feet, and then it goes up another 10 feet there, and you can see that the entranceway for the passage going in goes up 5 feet. So, you know.
What can I see from here? What is my angle of vision for people coming out of
the
here?
Angle of the dangle.
Hmm. You can't see the other doorway.
But I can see.
You can see over the dwarf's head and past the statue and the corner.
But I can't see over this because that's up higher.
That is correct, yes. Okay.
So if I went here, though, I would limit my angle quite a lot, wouldn't I?
Yes.
But if they start pinging at me, I could fire it off and then go here, right, so okay, they had to come all the way out to get to me.
All right, anyway, you...
Okay, I'll be there.
You basically climbed up.
Oh, I moved to him.
So you're fine. You've climbed up, exactly. And you basically, as soon as you get to the top, you get your arrow out and you're ready and action.
Ready, yep.
And you're readying it to basically fire at anything that comes out.
Absolutely not.
Fair enough.
So presumably this level continues on for 150 feet.
Same on the other side.
Oh, so I can run down that way if I wanted to then.
Yes. Yes, you could. Well, I don't particularly want to be on the floor. Besides the fact I've got a big lump in front of me.
So first of all, you were his shield, now you're a big lump. Hey?
I don't know, have I used my wings of thingy?
Nope.
I haven't used it today.
Fucking
you.
Use the fucking flappy wings of... Use the wings of flipping thingy and just land on top of that.
Can I have a bit of a giggle?
Okay.
Mo.
You my invoke wings. Your wings
are taller than you.
Up.
Oh no, I'm taller than you.
So you make me aware of what.
Yeah, but
doing.
My wings are taller than you.
You don't need
to.
They're
only your tails.
Well,
see,
I thought he's looking this way.
Well, is that your tail? Is
they're
it?
They're little fairy wings, aren't they? They're just these little fairy wings.
Yeah. I'll hear it, and then I look round and I think.
Right. And then, is that an action? I suppose it is an action, isn't it? Then I will. Crouch and look this way and see if... In fact, first of all, I'll look that way to see if there's anything.
Perception check, please.
Because it'd be a laugh if they're coming the other way, wouldn't it?
It would not be at all.
Not long.
Yeah.
Ooh, I see nothing.
Oh, God. Well, even with your pluses?
A bit dark down there.
No, oh, it's a one,
even
is
though
it?
It's midday.
Well, what's your pluses?
Fuck knows.
Plus three, I believe.
You've yeah, got probably.
For perception.
Perception, yeah, plus three. Six.
Oh. Mine's plus seven.
How is it?
Oh, that's nice for you.
One of these days, when I'm bored and I've got nothing else to do, I'm going to see if that tail is really fixed.
Okay.
Right, so I see nothing, so I'm going to crouch down and look this way. Get ready to Eldritch Blast or whoever comes
through. I can be crouched down as well, can't I? Because I've only got the dwarf below me, so that's fine. I'm going to be crouched down with my arrow not ready.